This is regional news coverage from the KBI newsroom. I'm Lucas Hudson. The former president of Ireland, Mary Robinson, is urging citizens of all countries to overcome the climate injustices that she says are undermining developing countries. Robinson is also the former United Nations Commissioner for Human Rights. She spoke last night at Columbia College. Robinson says it's crucial to unite both thriving and poorer developing countries to fight for the future.
I sometimes think of the world as being a bit like the Titanic. When the Titanic went down, it wasn't just those in steerage who drowned. It was the first class passengers. And if we don't have a safe carbon world in the future that is within planetary boundaries, then nobody is going to be happy. Nobody's going to have a safe world.
Anthony Alioto is a Columbia College professor of history and ethics. He says Robinson's message is important because solutions are available.
I'm optimistic and she's optimistic, and we hope the message goes out that, hey, the smallest thing people can do, the smallest thing will help.
Robinson spoke as part of a Columbia College lecture series titled Making Human Rights, the Compass for All Ethical Globalization. The Missouri Recovery Network and Roosevelt University in Chicago conducted a study of heroin use. They found more people sought treatment for heroin and opiates than for methamphetamines in Missouri. As KBIA's Alexandra Olgan tells us, more than 100 people rallied on the steps of the Missouri Capitol building at noon yesterday. They showed support for a new House bill aimed at protecting those seeking emergency help after substance abuse.
The so-called Good Samaritan bill would give limited legal immunity to those who have possession of a controlled substance when they call 911. Drug policy researcher Kathy Kane Willis says she came to Jefferson City to help organize the rally for the bill.
It's not always the person who calling who's trying to protect themselves. It's also they're trying to protect the person who's overdosed. They're fearful, you know, of waking up and having, you know, having a felony case now. And that can be a huge barrier for people seeking help.
The bill is now awaiting hearing in the House Crime Prevention and Public Safety Committee. Alexandra Olgan, KBIA News.
A new report says Missouri's unemployment rate dwindled in January. Still, the state suffered a net loss of 4,700 jobs. Yesterday's report from the Department of Economic Development says the state's jobless rate stood at 6.5% in January. That's down 0.1 point from December. The trade, transportation, and utilities sector reported the largest decline in jobs, with a drop of 2,700 positions. The manufacturing sector lost 1,400 jobs, and the information sector lost 1,200 jobs. The declines were partly offset by smaller gains of jobs in financial services and construction. Governor Jay Nixon's lawyers and auditor are battling before the state Supreme Court over the governor's ability to make spending cuts. The Supreme Court was to hear arguments today on the constitutionality of about $170 million of budget cuts announced by Governor Jay Nixon in June of 2011. Auditor Tom Schweik challenged the cuts. In July, a Cole County judge ruled Nixon had the legal right to cut spending, but also that Nixon should not have been able to transfer money among various budgeted purposes. This Cole County judge's ruling was appealed, which led to the case before the Supreme Court. A Missouri Senate panel wants to prevent enforcement of President Barack Obama's executive orders on gun control. The committee voted yesterday to adopt the measure, sponsored by Senator Brian Munslinger of Williamstown. Obama signed 23 executive actions in January, including orders to make more federal data available for background checks and end a freeze on government research on gun violence. Munslinger's bill initially would have criminalized the enforcement of all federal gun laws, even those enacted by Congress passed after January 1, 2013. But those provisions were revised to include only the enforcement of executive orders. A House committee endorsed similar legislation last week, but that measure seeks to criminalize enforcement of all federal gun laws. An international consortium led by Washington University has released the first results of a project that aims to provide new understanding about the human brain. As Veronique LaCapra explains, all of the data from the Human Connectome Project are being made freely available to scientists worldwide.
Human Connectome Project researchers are working to obtain high-resolution brain scans of 1,200 healthy adults, along with information about their cognitive abilities, behavior, and personalities. Study co-lead WashU neuroscientist David Van Essen says the goal is to gain insight into how our brains work.
What makes us think, and why are some of us better at mathematical tasks and others more artistic, and all of the countless ways in which each healthy adult is a unique personality.
Van Essen says these data will also serve as a baseline for future studies on brain disorders, like schizophrenia and autism. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Snow cover in western Missouri is pushing an unusually large number of snow geese into eastern Missouri near the confluence of the Mississippi and Missouri rivers. The Department of Conservation says a conservation area in Lincoln County, north of St. Louis, recorded 7,000 snow geese, with an estimated 15,000 birds in the surrounding area. Snow geese spend the winter in Missouri and other southern areas of their range. They then return north to the Arctic to nest. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.